Munchies of the Nkunya and Alavanyo traditional areas have signed a peace accord committing to sustainable peace. At the end of 2 days of deliberations with Interior Minister Kwesi Ahoy, Volta Regional Minister Ni Laye Afoteagbo, and members of the National Peace Council in Accra, the chief signed the declaration to cease hostilities. With immediate effect, a police station is to be established at Alavanyo. Commercial ventures are to be instituted to promote trade among residents, and a football club, Alanko United, is to be set up to foster friendliness. A three-member committee, headed by the president of the Volta Regional House of Chiefs, Togbi Afede, has been set up to negotiate the peace process. At the close of the meeting, the Minister for the Interior, Kwesi Ahoy, cautioned the media to refrain from reports that incite violence in the two areas. He stated that it is within the powers of the state to close down such media houses. Pascaline Adadevo brings us the details of the closing session.
The paramount chiefs of Alavanyo, Togbi Gantreje at Accra, and Nkunya Nanampem Dakun, Minister of the Interior Kwesi Ahoy, Volta Regional Minister Ni Laye Afoteagbo, Chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, and President of the Volta Regional House of Chiefs, Togbi Afede, were present at the closing session. The groups have been meeting in Accra to deliberate on how to end permanently the protracted land dispute between the two traditional areas. Records have it that the Alavanyo and Nkunya conflict started over a disputed boundary land in 1923. Governments have since initiated various moves to solve the problem to no avail. Fresh disputes broke out few weeks ago, resulting in the death of two people at Pemenye Alavanyo. Minister of the Interior Kwesi Ahoy said President Mahama has been briefed on progress with the meetings and he is impressed. He stated that the two sides have, after assessing causes and sources of the conflict, agreed to building with immediate effect a police station at Alavanyo, initiate commercial ventures between residents of the two traditional areas, as well as promote social activities. With this, there has been a decision to set up a football club to be known as Alanko United.
Generally, we got the impression of a feeling of insecurity on the part of both sides. We also got the impression of mutual suspicion on the part of both sides. We also noted the concern about the lack of security presence in Alavanyo, and then the general desire for permanent peace. We also noted the willingness on both sides to cooperate with the security agencies, and then an undertaking that the known perpetrators of violence and murders, you know, had to be arrested and dealt with. We also observed that there could be what we call a little bit of intelligence failure, which has led to our not able to arrest the perpetrators up to date. And then we also took note of the importance of that land that's under dispute, the forest resource in the dispute. Consequently, we all agreed that the immediate measures that must be taken will be to sign a declaration committing ourselves to the peace process, which we did sign.
President of the Volta Regional House of Chiefs and Paramount Chief of the Asogli Traditional Area, Togbi Afede, and Chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, took turns to address the disputing factions to let peace reign, because there can be no development without peace. First, Togbi Afede.
Anything that affects the peace of the community hurts the development process. As leaders of our communities, our most important commitment should be to the best interest of the people. And therefore, as chiefs, the best interest of people, which is development that brings incomes, that brings jobs, that brings wealth, should be our greatest concern.
We know that you have had some difficulties, pain in your hearts, because you have lost ones. And as I said, the past is bitter. The past cries for revenge. But it was Mahatma Gandhi who said, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. And I do not think that that is what we want.
Subsequently, the paramount chiefs of the two traditional areas, Togbi Gantreje at Accra and Nana Ampem Dakun, pledged commitment to the peace process.
A lot of things have gone wrong in Alavanyo. Our roads are bad, there's no development, and our image has been dented so much, and we'll wish something better comes out of this negotiation.
The little experience I had yesterday, or the day before yesterday, today, makes me have a feeling that we shall overcome. We shall no more fight.
to further seal the commitment to allow peace to remain in Nkonya and Alavanyu, the two sides, led by the chief of Nkonya, Nana Mpemdaku, sang this song for Radio Ghana, Pascalina Dadevo, Accra.
And that was Pascaline Adadevo ending that report.